The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Before we start this week, just want to send our very best wishes to Beth and Dyke. News this week that once again suffering an ACL injury. Bethan, you've got through it before and just want to send you our best. And Natalie's book, Mixed Other, is now available. Available to buy this week from all good online bookshops. And I'm sure that we'd be allowed to change the words to Happy Birthday, but really important week this week for Natalie. Her book, Mixed Other, is finally released in stores and available at all good online bookshops as well. Natalie, congratulations. Really good to see that. And best of luck with that from everybody here.
Hi, this is Shani Layton and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Rounds 10 and 11 of the Netball Super League this season finally drew to a close. The final games in Wakefield, and we reaction to bring you courtesy of Sky. We are the only UK-based podcast with their permission, and we thank them again for their support in that. Friday, it was Sirens 35, Lightning 61. We start with the thoughts of Sarah Behrman and then Karen Atkinson.
Just take any kind of winners today. I mean, I was happy with the girls today. We talked about what we wanted to do in the week, and whilst we didn't do it for the full time, we did it for a lot of the time, and you know, that second half performance is really pleasing for us.
Yeah, you made a couple of key changes, didn't you, going into that third quarter. We saw Susie Liversidge come on at goal attack, we saw Jazz Odeberon how come on at goal defence. How significant was that in the overall win?
Yeah, I think it was significant. We just felt like we were starting to get a bit static in attack, and if Susie brings anything, it's movement. So I thought she had an outstanding second half particularly. And Jazz, you know, she challenges a lot of ball for us. So, yeah, they did well. And I think, you know, Sirens are such a tough team that we're kind of relieved just to get those two games out of the way and two wins against Sirens, because they're going to trip someone up pretty soon, I think.
I think you're probably right. We talked about El O'Clock, didn't we, pre-match. It's going to be hard, isn't it, to make decisions on that starting goal attack when Susie keeps putting in performances like that?
Yeah, and we've talked about competition for places, and Susie stuck a hand up today and said, you know what, I want that bib. And we saw Ella come back on at the end and start shooting the lights out, and that's what she can do. And so, you know, I'm happy that they want to fight it out, and, you know, they bring very different styles to the game, and today we could see that and how well it could work for us.
23-25, Karen, at half-time. It unravelled, didn't it, in the third quarter. Do you know why?
No, I think we'll have to look at the footage. I've just said to the girls that to be in the game and to win it at half-time, the third quarter was really disappointing. But I said to them, what I'm most disappointed is that I've not seen some of those kind of behaviours from the Zimmer team in terms of their head dropping, their lack of effort off the ball. So I think that third quarter was a massive awakening for them, in that you know, if we're going to play, if we're going to compete against all the top teams as well as win against teams that sit underneath us, we've got to be better than that.
At what point during that game did your mind start thinking about tomorrow? Because we spoke before, 19 hours is not long as a turnaround, is it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'd had a few options. You know, we obviously started with Sarah McPhail instead of Emily Nichols so that we could bring Emily on later. Sarah did a great job and she's really been chomping at the bit to get some court time, but our defensive unit have been performing really well, so she was great. And then we were always going to look to rotate our midcourt in particular, but I think as it started to blow out, it was like, you know, let's give some of our real youngsters who have been such unbelievable team members and are learning just a little flavour of what it's all about.
And that's part of the learning, isn't it? It's part of having back-to-back games that you then get to go again with your strongest seven tomorrow against Storm, as we spoke earlier. That's what's going to make your season, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were going to, you know, if we were still in a position to take that game, we would have pushed through with probably slightly less changes at the end. But tomorrow's really important for us. I think we've done so well, you know, barring the second half today, we've done so well at being in the contest, really taking it to teams unexpectedly. But it's not good enough if then you lose to teams that are below you or don't put out really good performances against them. So I just said to the girls, I want a scarily improved performance for tomorrow, please.
Also on Friday, it was Rhinos 46, Team Bath 52. Anna Stembridge from Team Bath was asked how she felt the game went compared to the previous rounds.
I just think we rode the wave better. I think, last week we stopped letting ball go. I think there was a real point of making sure we still let the ball go, make sure we get around the three-foot mark. I think we got a little bit stifled at times, even in today's game. And credit to Leeds, they've done well and they've really pushed teams that you'd expect to be in that top part of the league really well, so we're expecting a tough game.
Certainly in your attacking end, you looked a lot more patient. There looked like there was that plan B, plan C that we talked about. Did you feel that was the case?
I actually am really pleased with what they did in attack today. We spoke around different routes to goal. We spoke around what options, if X is shut down, how else can we play it? I thought Serena was outstanding today. She really asserted herself both on attack and defence. And, credit to Imo, I do believe she should have got man of the match, so she was excellent.
She did well, didn't she? What a difference she makes for you. Just as a coach, what's it like having her out there?
Well, we always know how prolific she's going to be on attack. But again, you saw today, she turned over critical ball when we needed her to. And I think ultimately her and Serena have built a real connection, over the summer in terms of the Roses programme. And then we're seeing that really come to fruition in these games now.
Halfway through, are you where you want to be? I mean, you're top of the table, so that's halfway there. But in terms of what your squad are doing?
We're still building and we're definitely not the finished article. And even in the wins that we've had, we've still been really critical. And ultimately, we want to be better and we should be better. And we're still building partnerships. We've got people, returning from injury, returning from having a baby. So we need to make sure we are still building, and that's what we're demanding from ourselves.
Full credit to Bath. I think they did what they needed to do tonight to get the job done. And, full credit to my guys in terms of fighting and chipping away and staying in it. But I think for us, we're disappointed. Like, we always fight. We don't want to be the team that fights. We want to be the team that finishes off. And I'm just a little bit disappointed in our lack of ability to execute at crucial times. The game was probably there to be taken. We could have been a little bit closer, if not in front. So that's what we're disappointed about. But a great contest and full credit to Bath.
That's the first time you've sounded a little bit flat this season, Dan.
Well, we're disappointed. We expect more of ourselves. We're not here to be the new team that everyone likes to watch. We're here to be the new team that wants to shake up the competition. So we knew for us it was an important game tonight to try and beat one of the top four teams. And if we could, it really puts us into a momentum swing going into the second half of the season. So I think, again, what tonight showed is, yes, we can fight and, yes, we're hard to play against and, yes, we're relentless, but we need to be a little bit better at finishing off and a little bit better at executing and a little bit better at stepping up against the best players in the competition. So there's a lot of learnings to take out of it. Absolutely positive, but I thought our performance could have been better tonight.
What we also saw from you tonight is what a superstar you have at goal shooter. She is a machine with all the skills. How many times have you seen a shooter score from behind the goal in the air?
Yeah, she's pretty formidable, and for that to be her first game since round two and to overcome surgery and rehab and living away from home and having to have a bit of a lonely existence at times, we're so rapt to have her in our team, and she was great tonight. I think she caused a lot of headaches, and again, we need to get a bit better at feeding her. We haven't had her on court obviously since round two, so there's a bit of disconnect there at times, but that'll hopefully grow over the next few weeks.
Saturday saw Storm 33, Sirens 45. And Karen spoke to Gail Davies from the Sky after the win.
You wanted a scarily improved performance. Do you feel you got one?
Not across the full 48 minutes, but I think today was a tough game for us because I think mentally we knew, we can't just compete with the top teams. We've got to really take it to the teams below us. So I'm not fully satisfied. I thought there was a massive shift in that third quarter when we pulled away. And then we allowed them back in again. So we've not fully learned how to turn the screw and really put teams to bed completely. But it was much better. And I'm pleased that they dealt with the mental pressure of that game and really showed that they are a step above some of the teams at the bottom.
Quite direct today at times as well, which is what you've been asking your team for with that long ball into Emma Barry. So that obviously pleased you.
Just more attempts on the board is what we're after. And I think our shooters are... in the early part of the season, we had quite high percentages and not enough attempts. Then we were getting more attempts, but not the percentage. So I think we're getting there. The young shooters are learning to deal with the pressure and shoot under the pressure. But I still think we could have pushed that out to about 50, 55 goals.
And just finally had Leslie McDonald back alongside you. How lovely was that?
Awesome. I think the girls were really pumped in the changing rooms that... It was Leslie's first game back with us, so we'll see a bit more of her at the Copper Box as well.
Brilliant. Well played today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gail.
Nikki, come over.
Thank you.
can't play every ball for them as much as at times about the same.
Yeah, really.
But I still think we could have pushed that out to about 50, 55 goals.
And just finally had Leslie McDonald back alongside you. How lovely was that?
Awesome, awesome. I think the girls were really pumped in the changing rooms. That it was Leslie's first game back with us, so we'll see a bit more of her at the Copper Box as well.
Brilliant. Well played today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gail.
Mickey, come over. Mickey, we spoke to your captain and she was so frustrated at half time. That first quarter, 8 unforced errors. I guess you felt the same.
Yeah, really good game. Really good defensive pressure from us. I think we earned enough turnover to absolutely kill that game off, not just in the first quarter, but all the way through that game. But yeah, just some real basic fundamental errors all the way through the court, to be honest. I don't think it's just an attacking problem. It's just an accountability problem.
How do you deal with that as a coach? You clearly train very hard, don't you? You speak to these players. You can't play every ball for them as much as at times I guess you would hope to.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm part of that problem. I take accountability for that as well, and ultimately it's my responsibility to fix. It's not for the want of trying, you know. I know firsthand how hard these girls work in training, and they're doing some absolutely brilliant stuff in training. It's just about executing it when it matters under pressure, and make no qualms about it, Sirens are a decent team.
You had some really good changes in terms of seeing your youngster come on, didn't you, at goal attack. Quanga, we saw a little bit of her. So there's things to build on, isn't there, going forward, that you can use as a springboard to the second half of the season?
Yeah, 100%. Look, it's not all bad. You know, I think we're trucking along really nicely. As I say, I'm really happy with our defensive pressure. And at times, when we do prelim and we execute our basics well, we're pretty unstoppable. It's just about doing that for longer periods.
And how tough has it been not having a game in 3 weeks? Because you have this massive long season. You play, you train, and you think you're doing, you know, the right things. But it seems odd, doesn't it, to then have to build yourself up and not have a game, you know.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is definitely tough. It sort of stumps your momentum, doesn't it? And especially when everybody else is rolling on. But hey, look, no excuses. The fixture list is what it is. It's tough on everybody, irrespective of what that looks like. And, you know, we're here to compete, and we absolutely love suiting up and getting out there. So it's just nice for us to be back.
It was Team Bath 37, London Pulse 27. Anna spoke to Sky after the win, as did Sam Bird.
I think we're just trying to build. I'm pretty disappointed with that game, to be honest. I think we weren't as consistent as we would hope to have been across each quarter in terms of building. I think we fell short in terms of not being allowed to play, our flow. So I'm disappointed, but you know, happy to get the points and happy to get the win.
That's going to happen though, isn't it? Because everybody's had a look at you now.
Yep.
And it's how you adapt from here. So what do you do in the week or so off that you've got?
I think it's really important that we do refresh, and you know, it's been tough. We've loved coming up here, and the games have been so competitive, and what we're seeing across the league, you know, any team that can take any team. So fair play for Pulse, they really brought it today. But you're absolutely right, second half of the season is going to be tougher because everyone's matched up and now they've got as much information they need on how to beat each other. So it's going to be a good second half of the season.
It's going to be great, isn't it? And you're there, top spot, where you want to be, and you haven't even hit your top stride. I mean, out of 10, what would you give yourself?
5.
Anna, you're very harsh, aren't you?
I genuinely feel like we are building. Like, I think we've had games where attack have really delivered, and then I think there's been games with defence. I don't think we've been the full package. Like I said, yesterday we're still building combinations. So it was great to get Kirsty out there, Betsy and Tash. So again, making sure they get the exposure and get that pressure.
Well, well played today.
Thank you.
I think you were being a bit harsh.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was very frustrated with the first 6 minutes again. Terrible start from us, but what we're looking at with this squad, as you know, is growth. And I think we can all be very clear that there's huge growth from playing Bath a couple of weeks ago to what we've put out today.
Talk to us about your defensive end, which has been a positive all season, but they did get away in that first quarter. And then you brought Hallie Adio out to goal defence and Lindsay Keeble to goalkeeper, and you really kind of questioned what Bath were doing in attack, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly caused us a lot of problems in the early part of the game, but I think that switch, that's something we've looked at a little bit in training and haven't quite had the opportunity to put it out. And Hallie was enjoying running around there.
She kept looking around at times. She didn't quite know where she was in the court.
Yeah, but it's good to see such a player with such potential as Hallie being able to offer up two positions as well, and really pleased with our defending.
We saw a lot of changes. Did you get what you wanted out of them? There's clearly a reason behind all these changes in both defence and attack. Just tell us, what did you want and what did you get?
Yeah, so what we're looking for is really giving some of these combinations a little bit more court time. We know which games are crucial for us to win. We've got everybody on. We're learning each time. We're learning how they connect. We're learning who comes on well, who starts well. So I feel like we've gained a lot of knowledge in that game, as well as give a good account of ourselves.
At the other end, you have struggled in attack. At what point do you just give your goal attack and your goal shooter and your wing attack some sort of stability so you can keep building those connections under pressure?
At the point where they do what they need to do, that we work in training, they have to reproduce what we do in training under these pressure situations. And the first combination that can do that, they stay on.
The final game on Saturday saw Celtic Dragons 23, Loughborough Lightning 76. Few more games to round off this two-game weekend. Storm 35, Thunder 52 on Sunday.
Yeah, we knew Storm were going to come out hard today, and I know they may not have been overly pleased with their performance yesterday, so we knew they were going to come out and put real pressure on us, which they did. You know, they kept us true in that first quarter, asked a lot of questions of us, and I think, you know, once we stepped up a gear in that second quarter, we started to show what we were capable of and really started to stick to game plan. So, you know, obviously we've got a tough game tomorrow as well, so we had one eye on that in terms of managing players but also managing them in purposeful combinations.
And that player management is so important always, particularly this season. You're getting out your young guns again. No drop-off really, is there? How pleased are you when you see those younger players coming on and the performance continuing to bubble along how you'd like it to?
And you know, they're doing a fantastic job, and we say every week that, you know, in training they're really pushing each other really hard, and you wouldn't even know that they had less experience at times than some of the other players. So the fact we're in a position to be able to bring them on and perform so well, you know, we've all got things we can work on and push on with, and you know, as we keep saying, this is part of our journey and we've been building since, you know, that first game, and we've just got to keep pushing on.
Well, we're looking forward to another Northern Derby tomorrow, so we'll let you go get ready for that. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much.
Today.
Cheers.
And we'll bring in Mickey Austin. He's having a little dance over the side of court. Now, Mickey, obviously, you know, not the result you'd want, but a couple of really decent quarters there. Some great play, particularly in that first quarter. As a coach, it's frustrating that you can't put that together through a full game yet?
Yeah, I guess so. But at the minute, we have to take the result out of it, because overall, you know, for us, it's not always about the result. It's about the process that we go about and the way we go about our business. And today, that was a much improved performance from us, result aside. And if we can use that as a building point, then the results will come. So it's the way we go about our business that was concerning. But that is a really positive sign. And I'm really, really proud of the strength of character our guys show to react from yesterday.
There is a lot of talk this week about sort of having a plan B, having a plan C. When it comes to getting that ball through into your shooting circle, do you need a more consistent plan B and an ability to change up a little bit? Because it did look at times as though you can't get it to Karen Bailey. You really sort of struggle for attacking options.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's like every team at times, though. And it's just making sure we have constant threats all over the court, whether that's outside circle, inside circle. I thought Emma McGee deserves all of the credit today, because that's her first game back since round one. And all along, she's been biting at the bit for that opportunity. And I think the way she injected into that game today is a real credit to what she's been doing behind the scenes. So you know, we keep chucking things at it, we keep seeing how it's going, and you know, persistence pays off, and I'm a firm believer in that, and it will pay off for us in the end.
You've had a couple of weeks off coming to this weekend. You've now got another couple of weeks break until you go again, which is a little bit not what you want, is it really? But that's the nature of how the season is. London Pulse though next, a little bit closer to home as well. Just how important is that next game for your season?
Yeah, I mean, we come out of a bye weekend next week to an absolute, what we've labelled, death week in our schedule.
Wow.
We play Pulse on the Monday, then we play Friday, and then we play Saturday. So there's a big week coming up for us out of the break. And hey, look, for us, it's just about building on what we did today and not losing that momentum. We can control what we can control, which is about how we go about our business, how we bring our mentality to training, and then how we transfer that. Pulse have been on the up. We know that they'll be looking for a scalp, considering our performance against them first game of the season. So yeah, that week's a really big week for us, but I'm looking forward to it.
Dragons 38, Wasps 52.
Look, a strong performance from you today. Tighter, perhaps, than I think Mel Mansfield will have enjoyed through those final three quarters. But 3 points on the board, your seventh win of the season. Happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's parts of the game you can tidy up, but we want to go out there and put in a strong performance. I think Dragons, after yesterday, probably wanted a fight as well, and they came out and brought it to us, which was good. And we responded and kept the lead, and
gave a lot of the chance the squad to have a run out, and a lot of players came on and made a great impact. So it was a good, solid squad performance.
When you're making changes like you've got to do when you're managing players ahead of you going again tomorrow, how confident does that make you as a squad that you can ring those changes? Because that's a very different finishing seven by yourself to the one that started the game. Does that give you confidence as a squad?
Definitely. I think everyone that stepped out onto court today, those that started and those that came on, did a great job. And I think, having a, especially with this season, we have lots of double-header games, it's compacted. I think having a strong squad is very important. As we go throughout the season, I think, it does give you a lot of confidence that players can step on and can do a great job.
Well, for you personally, in your 16th Super League season, to play the full game today, going again tomorrow, what does the next few hours look like for you?
Well, recovery. I think it's the same for a lot of teams are going through at the moment. We've got a lot of double-headers, and I think it's just a case of, getting the right food in, refuelling, recovering, stretching, and just getting the body prepped and ready to go again tomorrow.
It's a big one tomorrow as well, isn't it?
It is.
Mavericks. How important is that match tomorrow for your sort of top four contention?
Oh, yeah, they are. I think we're kind of like really close on, on points at the moment, and definitely they'll be a top four contender like we are as well. You've got to go out there against those sort of teams and try and do your best. So we're going to, prep as much as possible. They've had a doubleheader as well, so it's a, be a battle of who can prepare, who can bring it tomorrow, and it should be hopefully a great game.
Well, Rachel, we're looking forward to that. We very much enjoyed that. Well played by you. You are the Cardiff Metropolitan Player of the Match. Nice bunch of flowers there, along with a medal. So enjoy that and recover well. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll let Rachel pick those up, and we'll bring in Mel Mansfield, giving a Player of the Match a bit of a round of applause. Mel, you got the 3 points. You got most of your players out there on court. You got them all out on court, in fact. Rachel done put in a shift, as she's one to do. In terms of performance, though, were those last three quarters perhaps a little closer than you'd have liked?
Yeah, it was messy, and what's disappointing is that we repeated the same errors. So I think the ball must have something wrong with it. they were all dropping the ball in uncharacteristic, kind of unforced errors today. Good start, which is a real positive. Credit to Dragons. I think probably they had their best kind of four quarters performance. They probably found their lineup, and I'm glad we were pushed because it prepares us well for tomorrow. Massive congratulations to Hannah Layton, who is Wasps number 30, and I'm really delighted. She was pretty nervous going on today, but she's trained really hard with us and been with us a little while. So, and I actually thought Josie Hackle had a great game. So, lots of positives. It's prepared us well, I guess, for a big game tomorrow, and we've got some players out and rested some bodies as well.
It is, you know, with these double-header weekends, one eye very much on tomorrow. It has to be, because tomorrow is such an important game in terms of where both you and Mavericks are on the table, fourth place, fifth, or thereabouts. I think your points probably jumped up a few after that win. How are you preparing for that one, and what will Mavericks bring to you tomorrow that you need to be ready for?
Yeah, well, Mavericks, it'd be good to watch them play this evening, and they've got a number of good seven lineups, so it's hard to know who they're going to play, and we're prepared well for kind of all combinations. We always have a great game against Mavericks. I know many of the players well; they're part of my university program and have been. So, it's going to be a great game, no doubt about it, tomorrow. And we're thoroughly enjoying our doubleheader weekends, and we're going to have some team time this evening, and we've got a nice early finish. So we're going to take a breath, recover well, look at some video, of course, and put up some right wrongs for tomorrow, because we need to. We won't be able to play like that against Mavericks.
Well,
Stars 34, Mavs 54.
Gabby, a strong squad performance that, really, wasn't it, from start to finish, and to finish with a 21-goal victory, or 20-goal victory, I should say. Job done.
Yeah, it was a really good performance. I think it was scrappy at times, and I think we'll be disappointed with that, but it was good for us to get such a good margin on the board, and we're really pleased with the squad effort.
There were a couple of really close quarters in there, but the fact that, you know, Captain Ratnapala can roll on those changes, yourself and Joe Tripp perhaps excluded and needing a bit more of a breather, but you can keep up and extend the lead out by that is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the season's shown that all teams are really competitive, and we really have to take opportunities when we're given them, so I'm pleased with the performance that we put out there, but there's definitely more to come from us.
Well, the big question is, can you back it up tomorrow? Big game against Wasps.
Yeah, that's it. And last weekend, we were disappointed the fact that we got the win against Bath, but we couldn't come out the next day firing against Thunder. So it's really important that we do that tomorrow. Obviously, it's a massive game and Wasps are a fantastic side, so we're going to have to bring it again tomorrow.
Well, Gabby, very well played today. Good luck tomorrow. But for now, you are our iPro Player of the Match.
You can take
that medal and wear it with pride.
Cheers, thank you very much.
We'll let Gabby move out of the way and bring in Kat Ratnapala. A big cheer from her teammates for Gabby there. I mean, she was great today, wasn't she? Rebossing that midcourt.
Yeah, I mean, Gabs is a bit of an unsung hero of ours, and I think if you ask any one of her teammates, they always want to give it to her because she's such a workhorse out there. And Jodie mentioned it the last couple of games that she's been outstanding and hasn't had much praise, so great for her to get player of the match today.
We'll turn this into Gabby Marshall Day, not a problem. Look, from your perspective, you know, not a bad result when you get a big win with a big winning margin at the end, and you've seen pretty much every combination, I think, that you could put out there on
not
court.
Quite,
not
nearly,
quite was the
yeah,
one missing.
No, there was a couple more as well. No, Stars literally threw everything at us, and I think that's the difference when you've got two games or one game in the weekend. It shows, I think. But you know, they literally threw everything at us, and fair play to, they've had a couple of injuries, and I thought the players for them stepped up really well. I'm pleased with the win. There's still obviously lots more, and that third quarter definitely wasn't happy with. But we'll build from here.
Crucial then to back up this performance tomorrow against Wasps, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Wasps have had some good results. And I think for every game, I think we need to come out and play our A game. And you're forever wanting more. So that's what we'll be looking for.
Thanks, Kat. Well played
today.
Thank you. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Let's bring in Melissa Bessel, the Stars head coach, is standing by. Melissa,
yeah.
I think we might have broken a Super League record for how many changes we saw in that match. The question's got to be asked because you see a starting seven, make some changes, end up with a mid-court defensive end that looks like it started. And I know you're battling a lot of injuries, a lot of player management.
Yeah.
Are you seeing what you want to see when you make those changes? Or at this point, are you just looking to develop different combinations with an eye on the future?
Look, I think it's maybe two things that I was probably looking at in that quarter. I mean, we started off really well, just lost our way a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it has, you know, like losing Beth and obviously not having Lard there, it certainly put a lot of pressure. But, you know, that's why we have 15 and it's giving opportunity. We know that this is the last time we're up here and we start afresh in 2 weeks. I think we just lost our way a little bit through there. I don't think I've made as many. I think I might have changed everybody in that last quarter.
You did.
And it was because when you're only 10 down, you know that you can still maybe keep plugging. But, yeah, we just lost our way a little bit there. So, you know, hats off to, I mean, it was a good game. I enjoyed it. It was a nice little battle. And I have a lot of respect for Mav, so and the way that they played today. So, you know, for us, we've got 2 weeks off now. So, got to find out what the story is with Beth. So we've still, you know, I've got a few things to look at over the next 2 weeks, but really looking forward to heading down and starting the second half again.
And on Monday, it was Wasps 38, Mavs 34.
How did you get through those final few minutes?
Oh, I don't know. They're really putting me through it this season, this team. And no, I'm really pleased. And, you know, I just was really, we were really clear with them at half time. You know, we knew we were in the game. First quarter, we made 10 errors and we were still, you know, four down or whatever it was, you know, so we knew we were in it, they just had to believe it. So, you know, I said to Colette and Bianca, let's just be really positive with them for the last quarter. We gave them some really clear instructions and they really came out in that last quarter. I'm absolutely delighted and I'm thrilled for Iona because, you know, she's had a rough kind of week of wing attack and centre and a bit of time off court, and, you know, what a game to come back on today.
Well, she did have such an impact, really sort of settling that midcourt and enabling Amy Flanagan to go and do a great job at a wing defence where you needed to get some important turnover ball, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a really tricky one. You know, we're in two minds about starting lineup because we were kind of looking at their matchups, and obviously they've got some fantastic players in that squad, and it was a brave call to make the call, you know, within that first quarter, which, you know, it's tough to do. And actually Lily May did a good job too. Actually we weren't attacking particularly well, so we injected Iona to make a difference to our attacking end at that point.
So you get the win, wrapping up the season in Wakefield. Iona said it, you know, this was crucial in terms of top four credentials, but in terms of momentum into the second half of the season, this is how you want to be marching on, isn't it?
I think so. I think we have been quite erratic, and, you know, we were our own worst critics, as all of the coaches are in this league. And, you know, we some of it is about going into the break feeling good. And, you know, we've got 2 weeks now to regroup. And then we've got a couple of really brutal doubleheaders. But, you know, as I said in my pre-match, this league is far from over. There are some outstanding teams this year. And, you know, it's going to be a battle right till game 20. I'm absolutely sure of that. But, you know, this is about the long game, isn't it? And I think we're well aware of that, Wasps. And we keep our heads together and our feet on the ground, and we don't go whoop after we've won a game like this. You know, we just move on to the next fixture diligently, as we do every week.
Maybe allow a few whoop whoops on the
bus
journey home there, yeah?
We'll have a little whoop on the bus, maybe, quietly.
Thanks, Mel. Well played.
Thank you.
Head coach of Saracens, Marv, speaking to Hannah.
Well, Kat, I can tell you're trying to put a bit of a smile on behind that mask, but that one has got to hurt.
It's more of a grimace, can you tell?
Right, not really, no.
No, not a smile at all. To be playing as we did and still ahead after three quarters, we were lucky, is how I've just summed up to the girls. Like, we can't afford to have a start like we did, have eight errors that were unforced errors. Like, we're killing ourselves out there. It's so disappointing. And yeah, I'm just gutted for them, really. I thought Gabriella Marshall today was outstanding. And Jo Tripp as well. So them, for me today, they were both outstanding. I'm gutted for Inna Marie. She had a nosebleed we just couldn't control. And Britt, fair play to her coming on in that final quarter. But yeah, just not good enough from us.
That forced change in the shooting circle, Venta coming off and Brittany Clark coming on, like you say, you know, forced change, not what you'd want. But is that where it sort of fell apart for you? Because it was working pretty well down that attacking end.
Oh, well, you can say that. And then the eight errors in the first quarter and... yeah, it wasn't good enough from us. So yeah, it was a forced change, but it wasn't that was the issue. It was the lead up to that. And for us to have 11 turnovers in the first quarter and score off like three of them, I think, I can't remember the exact stat, but it's just not good enough. We need to take care of possession, and we're not doing that enough. Back to the drawing board, and we'll have a look and have a chat.
I sense real frustration because you've seen flashes, haven't you, of what this team can do, but just not able to get across the finish line, perhaps.
Yeah, and I mean, we've now reached the halfway stage, so obviously playing Stars the second time, and that was the first time that we've met Wasps. Definitely, unfortunately, the teams that we're playing against, apart from Loughborough, we were totally outclassed. Thunder, we were outclassed in that performance, so... we need to go back and have a long, hard look at ourselves and, we'll come back fighting.
And a fantastic game to finish off this round. Rhinos 47, Thunder 66. Let's get the thoughts of Karen and Dan.
Well, Karen, we talk a lot about the championship quarter, but you gave us a bit of a masterclass in that today in terms of performance you put out in that third period.
Yeah.
What did you tell the players at half-time to make the difference?
I think it was just about having that belief that we had another gear in us. I think, you know, we spoke about being clinical in attack and going hard in defence, and I think we really built that pressure over those first two quarters. And it's just about having that next gear and just turning the screw when we needed to. And I thought they did that tonight, so I'm really proud of what they put out.
When you got that 20-goal lead as well in the latter stage of the third quarter and into the fourth, it looked like the players were playing with a lot of freedom and really enjoying themselves out there. How important is that?
Oh, it's crucial. I think, you know, if you're not enjoying playing, then you shouldn't be playing. You know, I always say at the end of my team talks, go out there and enjoy it. And I think, you know, it was hard tonight, and there was times where they were uncomfortable, but they had to be comfortable in those uncomfortable positions, and I thought they did fantastic and controlled the game really well.
Eleanor alluded to it in our chat just now, in that, you know, Manchester Thunder got some criticism early on this season, you know, it was, you know, a bit up and down. Are you where you want to be now at this point?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you can't start a season where you want to be at the end, you know, and it's all about building and creating as you're going along and finding our feet with our combinations and, you know, and trusting our players, and they've got real belief in what we're asking them to do, and I think we're starting to see that now on the court.
Well, thanks, Karen. Very well played today. Well done.
Can I just say a massive thank you to Wakefield as well? It's been amazing here, and we're gutted to leave, but we'll see you in London.
Well, Dan, it was a bright start, but you got in your own way a little bit. I think 40-odd penalties through the first half alone. Where did that just not go your way today?
I think we were outplayed in all areas of the court from start to finish, to be honest. Thunder were exceptional today, and they were relentless, and we were not comfortable at all throughout that game. And there were plenty of times where we played into their hands. We didn't take on the defenders. We weren't applying enough pressure, which we pride ourselves on doing. And, yeah, just not good enough tonight against a team that was at their very best. So Yeah, polar opposite tonight, which is disappointing.
How important is it for you now that you've got a 2-week break to regroup before you go again?
Well, it's not so much about the break, it's about now kind of seeing where we're at again against these top sides and making a real conscious effort to close the gap. I think we've shown that we can compete really well, but when the pressure is on, we're still finding our feet in those moments. And against some of the more high-profile, more experienced players, we're having to kind of navigate our way through some challenges. So, you know, we'll take those positives out of this game, but we're certainly better than what we played tonight. So, yeah, training as normal. Mavs next, and we're keen to have another go at them. So, yeah, getting stuck in from here on in.
As we have that bye weekend now, head down to the Copper Box for the second half of the season. Let's have a look at the top of the table. We've got Bath, Lightning, Thunder and Wasps. And in the next two spots, Mavs and Leeds Rhinos in sixth. All to play for in the second half of the season? Definitely think so. Once again, thanks again to Sky for letting us use their post-match interviews. And remember, every single game live, on TV, on Sky's YouTube. Thanks for your support, by the way, as well. Send us a DM with the latest of what's going on at your club as slowly and surely we get back to playing. And don't forget, the next podcast as well will be announcing the winner of the Flyhawk Netball Competition.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.